Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Bloomberg's Tom Metcalf in the studio as we speak, who heads up our City of London coverage, did a deep dive on the jobs market in the Square Mile. We're also joined by Bloomberg's Charlie Wells, who's been looking at new Wall Street research from compensation consultant Johnson Associates. They found that incentive pay for those underwriting debt and equity could plummet more than 45% this year, while their counterparts advising on mergers and acquisitions could see their bonuses slump 25%. Let's get into more of that with you, Charlie and Tom. Charlie, let's start with you. Who should expect a big bonus and who should expect a cut?
Yeah, so the bonus genie is not going to be granting wishes equally, it looks like, this year, just based on the performance of banks, right? This is performance-based pay. And as you mentioned, if you're underwriting debt or equity, it's potentially down 45%, M&A down potentially 25%. But it's not all bad, right? So if you have been, on the trading side, things are looking better for your bonus, potentially up about 10% if you're trading equities, potentially up about 20% if you've been trading fixed income. So not terrible for those people.
Okay, interesting. And that largely focused on Wall Street. Tom, what's the picture then for the City of London?
Yeah, it's that specifics that Charlie sort of pulled out. And, it's a great phrase from the podcast, the great sacking, which sounds extremely ominous. But I think it's true for certain areas, right? So if you are, perhaps those rainmakers, you're more likely to be very inclined to kind of desperately come in the office, etc., and try and prove your worth. Whereas if you're one of these high-flying traders, you're probably a bit more relaxed. So, but across the city, I mean, the way we're hearing it is there's certain areas that are really struggling, but some of those kind of almost sort of golden areas, whether it's in tech, kind of anything tech and finance, is just sort of resilient.
Sweet spot.
And yeah, absolutely. So it's really fascinating, but just generally it feels like the shoe's starting to move towards more the employers rather than the employees.
I just feel like we have to put this in perspective when we've heard all this gloom out of the Bank of England yesterday. We really are talking about, much higher levels than the people who are going to be in so much pain later this year and next through the cost of living crisis. But going back to the US, Charlie, why the belt tightening?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it really kind of relates to the business cycle. And this is, of course, performance-based pay. So this is discretionary. And it really seems to follow what we've been hearing over the past two quarters from banks in particular, which is just this slowdown in deals. It's been a risky environment with the war in Ukraine, with a lot of volatility. No one necessarily wants to go public or do deals there, but trading has been incredibly active. And those traders, as that report from Johnson Associates put out, are potentially going to need to subsidize their colleagues on the investment banking side. And of course, investment banking revenue down at the largest U.S. five largest U.S. banks, 43%. And so, a lot of pain there that other sides of these banks may need to subsidize in some degree.
Okay, interesting. Tom, having said that, it does seem very individual depending on the bank. In Europe, is that seems much more the case in European banks.
Yeah, there's a lot more of a spectrum. And of course, the basket case right now is Credit Suisse, where kind of all these sort of trends, and you might as well throw out the window because it's not entirely clear, you know, what that bank's going to look like, you know, next year, to be honest. So there, we, you know, reporting yesterday, there might be several thousand job cuts.
Wow.
And then, you know, you look across Europe and complete contrast in, for example, the French banks who seem to be doing pretty well. I think SocGen came out with a strong set of earnings. But yeah, to pick up Lizzie's point, no one should be feeling sorry for these bankers.
Sure.
They're all doing largely well. And it was fascinating today, actually. We had the London Stock Exchange CEO on, and he made the point that, you know, we're hearing all this terrible economic news. This question was put to him, is he sort of concerned? And he pointed out that actually for finance, you know, low interest rates, especially for, you know, big retail banks, are bad news. So they've kind of got this sort of almost counter-cyclical defence up to an extent, you know.
And Charlie, before I get my tiny violin out, it always starts with the bonuses. But then will it lead to deeper cuts? Are they going to have cuts to salaries and even job cuts?
Yeah, Lizzie, that's what everyone is wondering about and worried about, right? So as Tom mentioned, you know, we heard from Bloomberg that Credit Suisse could potentially be thinking about, you know, thousands of job cuts. Goldman has said that they will slow hiring. You know, this is after an increased pace of hiring last year. But then other banks have been very clear that this is just about bonuses right now. So we heard from UBS last week, for instance, this is just about discretionary pay. They were very clear to indicate that they continue to recruit. So still a mixed picture, but I think given, you know, the state of the economy, you know, no one can not think about this. And also it seems like at least on the bonus picture, things aren't looking good and there isn't much time left in this year to think about a recovery.
Tom, I mean, it seems incredible to me, but, you know, during the pandemic, it was actually a kind of frenzied time for markets, not a kind of retreat. And now we're kind of seeing the really difficult moment. And yet in Britain, the labour market is still immensely tight, and there's been so much competition. You mentioned tech. I mean, a lot of those tech companies want the kind of brains that often go into banking.
Yeah, exactly. And this is sort of the challenges facing sort of policymakers. This is not kind of like a loose labour market, which will help keep a lid on inflation. You know, it's actually very tight. And I think Andrew Bailey brought that point up. And in the city, it's particularly so. You know, obviously, more than most industries, it pulled over talent from Europe, etc. That market's kind of a bit too tricky.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.